Blog Talk Radio. Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high-touch surfaces daily.
The risk of severe COVID-19 increases as the number of medical conditions increases in a person. COVID-19 vaccination and protective measures are important, especially if you are older or have multiple or severe medical conditions. Vaccination, wearing a mask, staying 6 feet from others, and washing your hands often are important protective measures if you are older or have certain medical conditions. If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride-sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water, or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them, and clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day.
For more tips, visit cdc.gov. For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
It is now 9:02 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone, 6 p.m. Pacific, and this is rightwingmedia.net. Radio for January 26, 2022. This is the home of the Josh Lifto Show, the Romeo Show, God's Everlasting Love Radio with Juliet, and rightwingmedia.net radio. If you're listening on the internet, give us a call at 516-666, that's frightening, 9806, and click 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to join the conversation. And in fact, welcome to the conversation. Even if you're listening after the fact on Blog Talk Radio, Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and now TuneIn. This week has been kind of bizarre because Josh Lifto's show was postponed, but you can still check out his show from the 17th, where he was talking about, ranting about why we rely on government for everything. Then there is the Romeo show that we actually had a video and audio version we posted taken from one of his videos. And in fact, I'm going to give you a short clip before we discuss that.
How's all my beautiful people? So I wanted to get, I'm going to kind of get straight into it. I have the virus. I know I told you guys a little bit yesterday, but this is day 2.5 that I'm quarantining. I don't know when I got the thing. My breathing's normal. It kind of hurts sometimes when I'm doing okay. It just feels weird, like when I'm doing my little TikTok videos of the kind of videos or whatever that I'm having to walk fast and stuff. It puts a lot of weight. So I'm wondering if I might be getting, hopefully I'm not getting pneumonia, but we'll see. But I just feel like kind of basic. I know people like me. I know you people like me. I know everybody likes me today.
Yes, we do like you, Romeo. And I just want to mention, if you have not watched it or listened to it, the views expressed in the video and the audio version are not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or in any way provide actual medical analysis. Just like you heard at the beginning of the show, if you believe you may have been exposed to COVID-19 or its variants, contact a medical professional for their expert opinion as it pertains to you. And for more information about COVID-19 and its variants, visit cdc.gov. Now, flashing forward to earlier today, we had a really neat and hopeful edition. It was fixed up, edited for time and content with Juliet's premiere show from last week. And that's up at rightwingmedia.net as well. God's Everlasting Love with Juliet. And here's just a clip from that show.
You know, ever since COVID hit us, our world has been in a frightening and pretty disheartening state, along with what happened with, you know, with all the stuff going on with the election and all the other things going on. And many of you may be afraid and wondering about you and your family's safety and futures. But I just wanted to give everybody some scriptures and some Christian encouragement as best as I can.
And you did very well, Juliet. And again, Juliet's show as well, the edited version of her premiere from last week, is available at rightwingmedia.net. Also at rightwingmedia.net, we've got the link to the public service announcement you heard at the beginning of the show. Information about free COVID-19 tests that you can get. If you haven't signed up, you've got to. The web address to do that is covidtest.gov, and you can get up to 4 of them. And it is just one request per household. Also, we've got a link to Coping with COVID-19. The link, in case you're curious, is cdc.gov/mental-health/stress-coping/index.html. And besides the words of encouragement from Juliet Greystone, you've also got some practical advice from the CDC. A lot of things going on in the news, and we want to go through all of them. And again, if you do want to join in the conversation, if you're listening on the internet, fine, great. I bet you want to comment. And to do that, you've got to call 516-666. I didn't choose that. 9806. In fact, it's so frightening, I'm having beverage. And we're going to go ahead and give you some of the things going on. Now, sometimes you get a story coming in at the last minute or that you don't want to promote for a variety of reasons. And a couple of them is, for example, Alex Jones regarding his appearance at the January 6th trial, inquisition, whatever you want to call it, pleaded the Fifth Amendment, where you don't have to incriminate yourself. But he supposedly went on his show to spill the beans anyway. And we've got a link to his show at rightwingmedia.net. But we didn't really want to promote that because it's about as awkward as, according to Variety, Fox News host Dan Bongino permanently banned from YouTube now. I think it was from Twitter, wasn't it? Or was it? I'm not sure. But, and that's just because he was claiming the supposed misinformation about COVID. You know, I think at some point it may be a matter of taste, unlike some of the people who are in the news who have no taste. Some of those people who have no taste are Carhartt. We have a video from a comedian up there, Colby Myers, and basically his beef was that the Carhartt clothing company is, Carhartt clothing mandate. Here we go. Holds firm on a vaccine mandate, which some of the super conservatives do not like that at all. And the super conservatives don't like this story because it came from Rolling Stone. As kind of a theme, Senator Fauci, Senator, they called him Senator Fauci. Interesting. Called a moron, now selling merchandise about Fauci calling him a moron. That must be another senator. No, that's the actual title. This is the same. Jack Crosby, C-R-O-S-B-I-E, put up at Rolling Stone. And this is interesting. I think they meant Marshall, junior Kentucky Senator Roger Marshall. Wow, I didn't know we had promoted Dr. Fauci to senator. I think he's been promoted to too many things. Now, Fauci called a senator or two a moron, but not too terribly long ago, about a day ago, President Biden called Peter Ducey, who's one of the mainstays of Fox News at the White House, an SOB. And we have the video where some of Pete's colleagues at Fox News had to razz him for that. But hey, you know, if you like comedy, you've got to see that video. Also, Romeo's, one of his videos, we've got a couple of them. He did a Q&A. It is, you got to see this. It's funny. It's a bit explicit, but humorous. Viewer discretion advised. One of his favorites, Jen Psaki, he calls her Raggedy Ann. She's in the crosshairs, and justifiably so, perhaps. She did an interview with Fox News and was all laughs and smiles. And she's, what is that word I'm looking for? Obfuscation. She's sort of the master of obfuscation, which is making things so obvious that you don't even think about them. Actually, let's look up that word to make sure I'm right. Obfuscation. When confronted with sharp questions, they resort to making something obscure, unclear, unintelligible. Well, she easily does that. It's kind of a tactic of sidetracking. And it's a common PR stunt. Now, what is not a common PR stunt? And this we got directly from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hard to say. Everybody has trouble saying statistics because we, you know, usually slam them together and say statistics. But I got looking at the prices of things. And for example, right now in my cup, couple small airline bottles of beverage, couple packets of iced tea, and Ash just messaged me, so I'm saying show is on now. And let's see, what else do I have in there? Iced tea, water, oh, and a couple packets of vitamin C. I want to try to stay healthy. And I got thinking, it was about just over $1 a few weeks ago, or thereabouts. Now it was like $1.26 or something like that at my favorite market. And the problem is a lot worse than we have led to believe. And I quote, from December 2020 to December 21, consumer prices for all items rose 7%, the largest December to December percent change since 1981. And when you look at the obvious question, the elephant in the room, the president at that point in 1981 was Jimmy Carter, wasn't it? Let's see, who became president in 19—Ronald Reagan, serving from 81 to 89. Well, he inherited Jim, and it sounded like Jen Psaki, obfuscating. He inherited a lot of the problems that Jimmy Carter, who is a much better peanut farmer and nuclear engineer than he was an economist, and certainly got better advice on growing crops and managing nuclear vessels than he did growing the economy. But that's a big change, and it means it's going on. So it's something that the Biden administration has been letting this happen. They have been letting prices go up and driving them. Two reasons why, okay? Number one, the pipeline that on environmental reasons, Biden shut down and lowered gas availability and increased gas prices. And also his lack of willingness to force negotiate with Teamsters and other people who are overly sick on the West Coast. And that's why we're having, you know, part of the problem why we're having slow down, besides you guys buying too much that you don't need right now. But those are things going on that we need to be aware that we don't think of. Those are part of why prices are going up, part of why shelves are occasionally empty, and so on. And, you know, the best thing to do is write the White House. Let me get you their information. It's whitehouse.gov. And when you get there, bypass all the rhetoric. Down at the bottom, click Contact Us. In fact, here's the web address. It's whitehouse.gov/contact/contact again. And they do actually listen, or I should say read these things, because here's why. Just one example. A few weeks ago, Romeo and I had jokingly suggested, actually it was about 3-4 weeks ago, something like that, that the White House and the CDC and all those people with all the acronyms and big sounding names needed to look at how they're communicating because it's so badly. Well, get this. Today, because of the Washington Post story, we find out, and this is kind of funny, and I quote, CDC director, that's Rachel Walensky, under fire for confusing guidance, seeks to reshape message. And what they say is that they are going to be studying on how they have, well, let me read a little bit from the article. Quote, CDC spokesman Jason McDonald said in a statement that directors, quote, have historically consulted coaches and other outside advisors to improve communications and media interview skills. This is not out of the ordinary. The quote continues. This is the quote from the story, not from Jason McDonald. Walensky offered no apologies on Friday, but she did acknowledge the challenge of staying on top of a fast-evolving virus saying the CDC is, quote, working really hard to get information to the American public. She continues saying, this is hard, and I am committed to continue to improve as we learn more about the science and to communicate that with all of you. So, yes, they are taking our advice after the fact, and they are trying to retool what they're doing. And it wasn't just our advice. You have a lot of people who are disaffected by the government. In fact, get this. This is kind of amusing. Oh, here we go. Well, we have it. I think it may be one of the videos, but at this point, Biden's popularity in polls has gone way down. In fact, the Miami Herald went even further. They've got a story, and it's on, of course, rightwingmedia.net. Quote, in Biden's start, Democrats see a troubling repeat of Obama's presidential pattern. And here's a quote, a short quote from that. As the current president begins his second year in office, some Democrats fear Biden is stuck in a painful cycle similar to one that beset former President Barack Obama, who in 2010 suffered electoral backlash when the country rebounded more slowly than expected from the Great Recession. You think? Kind of amusing, but pathetically embarrassing for the Democrats. The Republicans, however, according to Fox News, have something up their sleeve. Quote, Trump huddling with advisors on 2022 game plan, but insiders say former president makes the real decisions. We're told to say that. Come on. We know that, right? Yeah. There are some other interesting stories, and we're going to hear from them right after this.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Nothing says home like a hearty meal with family and friends. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders by offering them a taste of home. This year, we're partnering with the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes program to help serve even more meals to service members as they return home or continue to serve overseas. Look for Bob Evans Purple Packaging and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more about how you can help serve our service members.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today. It's what the Legion's all about. From blood drives to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's communities stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
And we are back. This is Scott Hum. You're listening to rightwingmedia.net radio. Lot of really crazy stories in the news. And this is from a guy, this next story, whom I did not expect to be saying this. But he's a bit of a libertarian, so it's kind of expected. According to The Hill, quote, Bill Maher pushes back on Fauci. And this is what he says. Don't sit there in your white coat and tell me just do what we say. Interesting. What is really interesting about that is Bill Maher is telling people that Fauci is passé. Wow, that could be a slogan. That could be a meme. And when you get somebody who is libertarian saying that, I think it's important. It's also kind of tragic because you get other articles coming into play and even videos. For example, this one that came in from Forbes Breaking News, a video we've got at rightwingmedia.net. Think about what we've been told about the virus that wasn't true. Jim Jordan slams Biden and Fauci. Yes, there is an undercurrent that is going on about the whatever you want to call it. I mean, another Forbes video went into a similar vein. And again, of course, we've got this at rightwingmedia.net. This video is entitled, Dr. Fauci was warned. GOP lawmaker claims Fauci was warned about Wuhan lab leak theory. Hey, a couple weeks ago, Romeo on his show told you that we had suspicions that President Trump knew about this. Well, it really happens to be a possibility, and it's one that has to be looked at. And at this point, my guess is, okay, here's the big guess we're going to be making. They're going to have an exit strategy. That's what they call it, an exit strategy for Fauci. And I think Walensky is going to take over, or maybe Debbie Birx. I wouldn't mind either one of them. Actually, she dodges the scarves. I'll go for Debbie. And part of the reason why is you get interesting players who've been around for decades in government, perhaps too long, like Newt Gingrich. Here's a video from Fox News. Democrats are running over people's civil liberties. Yes, they are. But the problem is not entirely running over people's liberties. The reason why I say that is, yes, mask mandates and what do you call it, stay-at-home orders and so on, can be good, but they have to be administrated or administered both fairly. And if they're not administrated and administered fairly with explanations, better than glib glad handling, like Raggedy Ann, Psaki does, then people become frustrated because it doesn't make sense. And when it doesn't make sense, we really have to question those people in office and those people who have been contracted, that sounds medical, contracted to be in office or serve those in office in a dedicated format. That's why you have Fox News, for example. Here's another article that is right along these lines. And why we still have this going on, Rand Paul continues pressing Fauci for answers on National Institute of Gain-of-Function funding. He has not been shut up. There is no move to censor or censure him. That's something that nobody else in the mainstream level one, level two media seems to have noticed. There's been no move in either House of Congress to say, hey, Rand, you're tired. No, nothing. So, I mean, for example, You had another one along those lines. Again, this is our favorite Fox News, where they had yet another video about this. And this is an interesting angle. This is where you get, you know, you've got a producer there who knows what they're doing because they've got a different angle on it. Here's the quote for that video, again, at rightwingmedia.net. COVID origin response has been detrimental to science, former CDC director, that's Robert Redfield, says. So here I wish we were doing it, but here they are, through Rob Redfield, throwing back the Democrats' own rhetoric back at them. And it's fascinating to see this type of thing play out. And here was a story we were looking for earlier. This is another Fox News video, but it is tragic for the Democrats, that is. And it says, there we go. Ex-Clinton advisor sounds alarm. I've rarely seen poll numbers this bad. Former Clinton advisor and pollster Mark Penn reacts to Biden losing support among Democrats and what this means for future elections. What this means for future elections is the Democrats are scrambling. They don't really, probably, entirely, totally, anywhere near know what to do. And the reason why they don't know what to do is they've got an inherent set of two liabilities. President Biden, is he reelectable? Maybe not. It's going towards probably. The lady who is anathema, in other words, she's the briar rabbit of the two. Hillary Clinton, nobody really wants to align with her either. Doesn't look good because it isn't good. And amazing, because people are, more upset with this in some respects than they are with the federal government's COVID response. There's a couple of good things going on in COVID response. Again, you got the information where you can get your free at-home COVID-19 tests, up to four of them, and that's at covidtest.gov. And now this week, it's anticipated that free N95 masks are arriving at pharmacies and stores around the country. So don't all jump at once, please, like we did last year and the year before with toilet tissue. Don't bug your pharmacist that much, because there will be signs when the N95 masks are available. Now, a couple things. If you have any breathing difficulty, talk to your doctor about the viability of you using it. There may be issues that are central to you if you have breathing problems in using that type of mask. Additionally, I would check out cdc.gov to see if you can even wash them or not, how many times they can be used before they have to be washed or whatever. It's kind of frightening, not exactly an easy one to think about. But we have to think about these things now, because when we don't, we're going to be as limited as the rest of the people in the federal government who are just trying to scrape on by. And those are just some of the things that are going on right now. And the even bigger problem is it comes down to, what are we doing this for? What is our response? How are we handling COVID? Are we just using politics? Are we using science or not? Good questions. And with those questions well said, this is Scott Humm, and you have been listening to rightwingmedia.net radio. Play that funky music, white boy, whatever.